Welcome to another deep dive from nextchapternews.com. We're really getting into it today with a look at a case that still has people talking in Hoke County, North Carolina. It's the unsolved death of a teenager found at a rural crossroads. It's almost a decade later, and we still don't have the answer to this question. What happened to Brian Stewart Requena?
Yeah, it really is one of those stories that just stays with you. A young life cut short and still no answers for his family or the community. So today, we're going to go through all the details we have about Brian's case and see if we can figure out why this particular mystery is still unsolved here at Next Chapter News.
Right. So let's start by going over the basic facts of the case. On January 26, 2016, just before 8 p.m., Hoke County Sheriff's deputies found Brian Stewart Requena's body. They found him at the intersection of North Oldwire Road and McQuaggan Road. He was only 17 years old. It's such a chilling discovery in such a quiet, out-of-the-way place.
And, you know, when you think about who Brian was, it makes the whole thing even more tragic. He was from Clinton in Sampson County, born February 1998. He was working as a mechanics assistant, trying to build a life for himself. But the part that really gets to me is that at 17, Brian was already a father. He had a young son named Caden. Can you imagine a child growing up without his dad? It just adds another layer of sadness to this whole story.
Absolutely. I mean, just picture this young man. He's a dad. He's living his life in Sampson County. And then he's found dead 40 miles away at this deserted intersection in Hoke County. When you look at the map, it's clear just how rural this area is. This wasn't some busy road. It was a lonely crossroads almost in the middle of nowhere. What could have brought him to a place like that?
That's got to be the question that's been on everyone's mind since the very beginning, right? What was Brian doing at that specific spot? Was he meeting someone there? Did he plan to be there? Or did something terrible just happen to him unexpectedly? The sheriff's office report mentions that he was found face down, which could mean something happened suddenly, something that caught him by surprise. And the big question for all of us, for everyone following this case, is why? Why, after all this time, haven't we gotten any answers?
It's a question that I'm sure his family asks every single day. The pain they must be going through is unimaginable.
Yeah, you can't even begin to understand what they're going through. His parents, Mauricio Requena and Claudia Gonzalez, they lost their son. His brother, Luis, and his sister, Allison, they have to live with this terrible tragedy, too. And then there's Caden, his son. Think about growing up without your father. The weight of this loss on his family is immeasurable.
And we, here at Next Chapter News, we see how cases like this affect entire communities. Mm-hmm. The sources we've looked at, they all talk about how the community came together at the time. There was a rosary and a funeral at Crumpler Honeycutt Funeral Home and Immaculate Conception Catholic Church. He was buried in Springvale Cemetery. These aren't just names and dates on a page. They represent a real person, a family that's been shattered, a whole community mourning this loss.
And when you try to figure out why this case hasn't been solved, the fact that it happened in such a rural area is a big hurdle. North Oldwire Road and McQuaggan Road, it's just a lonely crossroads surrounded by fields, not many houses around. It makes you think, were there any witnesses at all? You know, unlike a crime that happens in a busy city where there are people everywhere, chances are very few people, if any, saw or heard anything that night.
Exactly. And our sources say the intersection didn't even have streetlights, let alone any security cameras. These days, we're used to seeing footage from security cameras. It often plays a huge role in investigations, providing crucial evidence. But in this case, there was nothing like that. So those initial investigators, working under Sheriff Hubert Peterkin, they were at a huge disadvantage right from the start. They knew something awful had happened to Brian. He had a gunshot wound. But the crucial questions, who did it and why, remained a mystery.
And there's another thing that adds to the mystery. Brian was from Sampson County, which is about 40 miles away. So the investigators immediately had to figure out, what was he doing in Hoke County? Did he go there on purpose? Was he meeting someone he knew? Or was there something else that drew him to that specific isolated spot? These are the pieces of the puzzle that the detectives have been trying to put together for years.
And it's important for everyone listening to know that the investigation hasn't stopped. We've reported on this at Next Chapter News, and the Hoke County Sheriff's Office is still working on this case. Sheriff Roderick Virgil created the Unsolved Homicides Division back in 2023. That shows how committed they are to solving these difficult cases, and Brian's case is definitely one of those. They're still trying to find out what happened.
Yeah, absolutely. The sheriff's office has been putting out calls to the public, asking anyone with any information, even if it seems small or unimportant, to come forward. They have a main number you can call, 910, 875-5111 and an anonymous tip line, 910-878-1100. Local news outlets like CBS 17 and the Light 103.9 FM have been keeping the story alive, hoping that someone out there knows something that could help solve this case. You never know. Even after all these years, a tiny detail could be the key to figuring out what happened.
And that makes you think about all the different theories that people have come up with, even without any concrete evidence. It's really important for everyone to remember that these are just theories. We don't have any confirmed facts or arrests.
Exactly. One of the first things you think about in cases like this is whether Brian was targeted. Was there something going on in his life, maybe a conflict or a disagreement, that could have led to this? Something that started in Sampson County and followed him to Hope County.
Another theory that's hard to ignore, especially when you're talking about a young person, is drugs. Could he have been involved in something dangerous? The fact that he was found at such an isolated intersection could fit with that theory. But again, it's really important to say that we have no evidence to support this.
Then there's the possibility of a personal motive, like revenge. Could someone have had a serious grudge against Brian? Did they arrange to meet him at that location, or did they ambush him? The sheriff's office report says he was killed with a single gunshot. That makes you think it was planned, not just a random act of violence. What do you think about that? A single gunshot in such a remote place.
It does seem like it wasn't an accident, doesn't it? I mean, you can't rule out the possibility that it was random, but it seems more likely that someone planned this. And some sources have suggested a planned ambush. Oh. It makes sense, right? A remote location where it's hard to escape and there are no witnesses.
But here's the thing that makes this case so strange. Everything we've learned about Brian suggests he wasn't involved in anything risky. There's no sign that he had enemies. So if he wasn't involved in anything dangerous and didn't have anyone who wanted to hurt him, it makes it incredibly hard for the investigators to figure out why this happened. Not having a clear starting point can really slow down an investigation.
And it's interesting that there wasn't a reward offered early on in the investigation, at least not one that was announced publicly. It makes you wonder why. Maybe they didn't have the resources, or maybe the sheriff's office had a specific strategy in mind.
In the end, Brian Stewart Rakanis' case is a sad reminder of the pain and frustration that comes with unsolved crimes. His son, Caden, is growing up without his father. Mauricio, Claudia, Luis, and Allison, they all have to carry this burden. There's a memorial for Brian on Find a Grave, memorial ID 15756690. It's a testament to a life cut short and a constant reminder of this unsolved mystery.
The Hope County Sheriff's Office Unsolved Homicides Division is still working on this case, hoping to bring some closure to Brian's family. But for now, the intersection of North Oldwire and McGuigan Roads is a quiet reminder of a mystery that we here at Next Shepherd News are still following.
So, as we wrap up this deep dive into the unsolved murder at the crossroads, here's something for you to think about. We've gone over a lot of details today. We talked about a young father found far from home, a single gunshot in a deserted place. What do you think happened? What questions do you still have about this case? The story isn't over yet. Maybe, with more attention and maybe some new information coming to light, we can finally find out the truth about what happened to Brian Stewart Rakanis. And if you have any information about this case, please reach out to the Hope County Sheriff's Office. You can call them at 910-875-5111 or use their anonymous tip line at 910-878-1100. Every piece of information could help.
And be sure to visit nextchapternews.com for all our coverage of this case and other stories that matter to you.
That's right. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for joining us.